Now we're talking Pink Floyd, The Wall. No, we're not even talking Trump's wall. What? There's another one? Yes, we're gonna break it all down for you. Stick around about George with Gene Ho coming back. Welcome everyone to About George with Gene Ho, and a happy Monday to you. Come on, we need a good week. We're due for a good week. Good week for the news, good week for everything. I feel it. Come on, we're gonna be confident with this week that it's gonna be a good news cycle week and all this stuff. But today, thank you for joining me once again, because you got me. We're gonna talk a lot today. We're gonna talk about the wall. No, not Trump's wall. But kind of goes into that. There's another one, but it gets really interesting because it means something for us at America as well. So we'll get to that in just a second. But just want to thank you very much for joining me once again. Like I said, this is going to be an interesting week because the new issue of George magazine comes out this week. So always some exciting stuff. And we have some great guests this week. We're even going to be talking to some guests from Maui. Find out what's going on there. That will be later on in the week. A lot of good stuff coming up. All right, that all being said, a lot of stuff going on in the world, but sometimes it has to do with more than just the United States and what can we learn from it and what it means for us here. And it does, because there was a warning that just came out. Greg, roll it!
An urgent warning from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti, sending out this security alert late Wednesday that reads in part, quote, given the current security situation and infrastructure challenges, U.S. citizens in Haiti should depart Haiti as soon as possible via commercial or private transport. This comes a month after the State Department ordered non-emergency personnel and their families out of the country. Haiti has been reeling since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 2 years ago, which spurred an increase in kidnappings, unrest, and gang violence.
Okay, you may or may not have heard about Haiti in the news and all what's going on there. As you know, it is a very, very depressed country here. This is a place, by the way, which is almost famous for all the lack of modernization and all this stuff. A lot of crime there, and that warning was just recently given by the United States State Department. Basically, listen, that's a very, very dangerous place to be. Now, it's very interesting because you know it shares an island with another country, and we're going to talk about it in just a second. But the question is, how did this place get that bad? Well, it had to do with slavery. Basically, it was a French colony a long time ago. They took slaves in to this place, put them there with very, very wealthy landowners who would have these slaves. And when they took these slaves in, their ships, drop them off in ships, but they're not going to go back empty. So they cut down a lot of trees, put it in the ships, and took away the wood. Now, you can understand how that would affect the country, and you can see how it would ruin a lot of resources. Now, that was a long time ago. I don't know, 300 years ago? I think it would bounce back by then. But during this time, the slaves revolted. And when they revolted, France basically says, we're out of here. Very bad revolt. Killed a lot of plantation owners. And here you have it. And by the way, if anyone like, oh, that's not really the way it is, I'm sure there are a lot of reasons why Haiti is in such a mess. And I get it, because some of you were, they've been exploited by some members of the deep state, all that stuff. I agree, a lot of things came into play with Haiti. But the thing is, right now, it is interesting because it is on an island. And if you could think about it this way, picture a big island, cut it in half, you have one side, Haiti, and you have another side, Dominican Republic. So while you have Haiti reeling, they just assassinated their president like last year. There's no leaders taking over. There's really no elections. And is run amok with crime. So all this stuff is happening. Meanwhile, it is shared with another country. So picture this, a big, gigantic island, cut it right across the middle. One side is Haiti and the other side is Dominican Republic. And the thing with it is Dominican Republic. What does it look like? Greg Rolex.
Capital Santo Domingo, there's now a central control center which helps provide a better overview of the energy supply. How much energy is currently being produced by the big coal and oil power plants? How much by carbon neutral facilities? The biggest challenge is to calculate the power being generated at the big solar parks.
1 minute, a solar power plant can be producing a lot of energy. But then a cloud comes and suddenly there's less. And there's nothing the operator can do to control it.
The more data they receive, the smaller the difference between prediction and reality.
Okay, so there you have it. Now, could you ever imagine something like that happening on a global scale in an island like that, that it would be so different? You have one part of the island, a country that's just totally prospering. On the other side, the other part of the country or the other part of the island is not. So much so that the United States just put a warning out. Basically, you got to get out of there. It's not a good place to be and it's certainly not safe. But these two places actually share an island. That in itself is very strange. Now, there's a lot of comparisons that you could make with this. Think about this. You have in America certain places, and I don't know if you've ever been to some of these places like in Portland, come on, other places in the country, in California, where you have certain zones that are just so incredibly depressed, so ridden with crime. It feels like a whole other country, but we have a similar situation just like this in America, where you have cities where there are homeless right there on the street, living there on the streets, and you have leaving that area, going into the country and other parts. It's beautiful and prosperous. Now, imagine this situation right here with all this stuff. You have basically a country next to a very prosperous country. So what do you think is going on in the middle of it? We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the thing is, when you think about what's going on in America, it's almost the same thing. You have in America, the border on the bottom. Trump talked about a wall. Very interesting concept. A lot of people didn't like it on the left. But you have countries underneath there that are bringing people that you don't know who they are. They could be criminals, they could be good people, who knows? Now, what does the left say? Oh, that's racist, what are you doing? You can't put a wall there. Why don't you just put a wall up in another place, like around Canada? All right, I understand that argument that a person would have, except for the fact is that the United States and Canada work very well together. They're kind of just like Northern Americans, and they work very well together and they can move freely for the most part between the border. Of course, you had COVID and all this stuff. But this is a very interesting scenario because when it comes to wall and what Donald Trump did, what the left say, oh, it's racist and so forth. Yet at the same time, when it comes to the big cities, the blue states and the states that are red, what's going on there is kind of like the same thing. You have people leaving these blue states with all the crime, all the taxes, and they're moving into red states. That in itself might be a clue for some people on, hey, maybe there's something wrong here. Maybe they have something right here with the conservatives. But it has never been as black and white as in this country with Haiti. Now, once again, when it comes to Haiti, you can blame a lot of things on what went on. Quite frankly, yes, that they have a situation where people came in and took a lot of their resources. You know what they say? They say, if you ever go and fly a plane over that island, you could almost see it. It's almost like when you're going into Las Vegas and you see all the pretty lights and everything, that would be Dominican Republic. And the other part of the island is, they say, brown, hardly any lights there. That side is Haiti. So then, what's all going on here with that? And more importantly, what is Haiti doing? And what is the Dominican Republic doing? Well, it's very interesting, because what you have there is a situation very similar to what the United States could be. Basically, two worlds living in one place. And when you look at the United States, that's what we're starting to see, quite frankly. All right. That all being said, the question is, and I know you're smart and you can figure it out, but we're going to go back to it. The question is, what do you think, in your wildest imagination, what Dominican Republic is now doing right now? I feel like Trump. Right now. What do you think they're doing? Take a wild guess. All right. You can think about commercials. I know some of you already know and are yelling at the screen here. Anyway, we're going to find out it about George with Gene Ho coming back.
Banks are supposed to be the safest placeholders for cash in the world. But in 2022, that changed. The Federal Reserve pulled out $2.5 trillion of liquidity out of the banks. And the Fed also changed the requirements so banks don't need to keep any funds on hand. This means banks are starved for liquidity and have now become very dangerous places to hold your assets. Get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD at 720-605-3900.
Hi, this is Sean Morgan, the host of the Sean Morgan Report on Fridays and the director of marketing at AMP News. We're now calling all Patriot business owners to advertise with us through commercials and interviews on our shows. We get 2 million collective views per month and reach an important demographic of 40 to 70-year-old patriotic buyers. If you would like to reach our audience with your product or service, simply email me, sean@ampnews.us, and it's also in the description box below. AMP viewers are potential loyal lifetime customers for your business. So let AMP produce a professional commercial for you, or get an opportunity to truly explain your business and its impact in an interview format. You could even reach our email list of Patriot subscribers. There are lots of options to engage with us. I'm offering free consultations to Patriot business owners for a limited time. So reach out today at the email below. Let's build that parallel economy together. Patriots supporting Patriots.
Welcome back, everyone, to About George with Gene Ho, and thank you for joining me. We're going to get right back into our topic, but I just want to do a little house cleaning for us here. On the show later on in the week, we're going to have an interview with some people that are from Maui, find out really what's going on. And I'm going to do my best not to do any kind of too many leading questions. I just want to really know the truth. It's interesting. A lot of the things we talk about here, I get it. I feel the same way as you on a lot of these things and kind of get the same feeling about what might really be going on behind the scenes. But this is one of those things. You know what? I'm not going to inject too much. Just going to find out and ask questions. And I didn't even ask them yet. It's not these are not like set up questions where you know everything that's going on. It's going to find out what's going on there. So that's coming up later on in the week. We have a lot of good stuff. And not to get really spooky on you, but I talk to a lot of people. Doesn't it just seem like we are in just some kind of strange part in our history here? So many different things are happening. So many different things. You have the news reporting one thing and seems like a completely different thing that me and you and other people in our Patriot community is seeing. So either way, it's going to be interesting these next couple of weeks. Wonder what's going on really behind the scenes. Okay, let's get back and talk about the wall here, because it's really interesting. And no, we're not talking about Trump's wall or even Pink Floyd, the wall. We're just talking, hey, protections, walls, fences, whatever. So here's the situation going on right now. All right. You have Haiti, and I get it. Really, well, at the end of the day, by the way, I totally get it because some people say to me, well, why are you so worried about this or that? And I get it. I really do. Going back a few years ago, I mean, I was really, for a while there, involved. And when I say involved, I don't mean like hands-on involved, but just following what's going on with Hong Kong, with China and all this stuff. And I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Let's focus in on the United States because we have our own set of problems right here. And that's what I did. And so I'm talking about Haiti. And really, if you think about it, I mean, for most of us, hey, here's another thing. How many of us can look at a map and go, that's Haiti? I don't even think a lot of us could even do this in the United States, which state is which. So I get it. It's like far away, out of sight, out of mind. But there is a microcosm of things going on here because here we have the tale of two countries on the same island. One's prospering and one's not. Why is that so? And what does a country that's prospering doing right now? Greg, roll it!
It's all about this, a canal that Haitian farmers are digging to divert the Massacre River, which runs along the border with the Dominican Republic. The farmers say they're desperate.
We need this water for our crops. We won't be pressured out of it by anyone. It's life or death.
But the Dominican Republic is not happy. Officials said the canal goes against a treaty signed more than 90 years ago, prohibiting each country from altering the course of the river. Early Friday morning, the Dominican president took the rare step of closing the border by land, sea and air until there's a resolution over the canal.
The border will be closed for as long as is necessary. The Army, Navy and Air Force are ready to fulfill this order. Meanwhile, we are still in talks with the Haitian government.
Okay, let's find out what's going on before all this has happened. You have two countries. In between, you have the border. Obviously, or I shouldn't say obviously, but what was happening is people can go between the two bordering countries. You go there, I'm sure you got to show your papers and you got to go there and get back. And some of these people in the border towns were working in the other ones. Quite frankly, it reminds us kind of like how some people go into the city and work, they go back home and they go to the city. It's like that. All right. Two countries, you can move in and out amongst themselves here. I'm sure you got to have papers, but it was like a border like that. So what happens is this. Quite frankly, you can imagine the president of the Dominican, but like, oh my goodness, thank you for doing this so we can close it. What happens is this. There is a canal going between the two. Now, the treaty there is, hey, if you need some water, take some water. If we need some water, we'll take some water. Great. There's a river. You could both can use it. But for some reason, the people of Haiti have been basically making a canal. So very... basically that, diverting some of this water inland so that they could use it for the farming and everything else. And the Dominican side is like, wait a minute. That's both of ours. You can't just like do it. What if we did it? So in response, they're saying, listen, if you guys don't get a hold of this, we're not going to share anymore. We're going to close the border. So that is what's happening right now. They're basically closing it up, putting up a wall, so to speak. You know, they got fences and all this stuff, but basically no one gets in this country. So good luck with that. You can't work here. If you work here, whatever, we don't need you. Boom. So they build a wall there. Now, there's a couple of lessons for us here because some lefty people, and I say that with all due respect to all of you guys, some lefty people, really, really, really don't like any talk of any kind of wall. They say it's really mean. And I'm sure it is. You can't come in here any longer. Who knows? But that's what's going on in response to what they did. Here's the matter here of what's going on. The problem is they, that is Haiti, really doesn't have good leadership because who knew? They just assassinated their president. They don't have a president. How are you supposed to have a... Which is interesting, what we're talking about this. You don't have a president. They don't have a president. They assassinated their president. So that whole country has gone into lawlessness. Here's the point with this, and I'm building to it. What you have in America is this. You have cities, states that are so bad that people are actually leaving it. Very much so that if you were living in Haiti and had a chance to go to the other side that was much better, a lot better, quite frankly, you would probably do so. Really. So then you have the mass exodus from people in blue states like California who just says, enough of it. Enough. Now, let's do it this way. All right? Let's do it this way. You people that live in California, sorry for saying it like that, but the people there that are liberals, that love the liberal mentality there, I get the feeling that you don't want to move to someplace like Texas because they have very strict conservative laws. Now, that being said, a lot of the people living in California are actually moving out of there, and those people are, quite frankly, conservative. There's a lot of documented cases where these people leaving are actually conservatives and they had enough of the government. We can see that. It's happened before. It's not. They have that old saying, don't California, my Texas. What they're saying is, please don't come here and bring all your lib stuff here. We're conservatives here in Texas. Now, are there some libs that go there to Texas? Absolutely. A lot of them too, quite frankly, are conservatives that just had enough and want to live in a separate place. They believe the better part of the country there. But here's the thing. Those of you on the left that don't believe in walls, don't believe in keeping people that are might be bad from coming into your place, guess what? You are the ones building the walls because of this. Greg Rowlett!
Avoidance is not as simple as moving to another state. We have a phased-in approach whereby if you move in year one, you're 90% of the tax still applies to you. In year two, 80% of the tax, and so on for 10 years until it phases out. So we've looked at some of the wealth taxes.
Wait. Are you saying, Assembly, that after they move and they've left, you're still taxing them? They're no longer California residents. You can't legally do that.
For 10 years, the wealth was accumulated during their time in California, during the nexus that they had with the state of California, and that is what we're proposing in our bill.
That's a real thing. They're trying to pass it. It's called AB 259. It's a bill this year introduced in California. Come in the Twilight Zone here. You're basically building a wall around your own state so no one can leave. We were talking about let people coming into the country. You're actually doing the opposite. You're building a wall to keep people from leaving. This is bizarre. So let me explain it to you what's going on. In California, beautiful, beautiful place. Love it. By the way, it's very interesting that this place is so beautiful. Oh, everything about it, the land, everything, even the roads, good for you. There's a lot of billionaires and millionaires there. Housing's out of control, but they're saying, you know what? We had enough of the leadership and we want to get out because we don't like the high taxes. We don't like the woke mentality and we want out. So California knows that everyone's leaving their state. So what do? How crazy is this? They are putting in a bill to try to pass into law saying that if you are a millionaire or a billionaire, you want to leave, guess what? Even after you leave, we're still going to tax you. You got to pay to get out. That's a wall. That's a fence. They're trying to keep you in. So I don't live in California. If you want to pass that law, that's you guys. Do whatever you want. But you can't say, quite frankly, that you don't believe in walls. Anyway, stick around. I'm going to have my final thought for you in a second here about George with Gene Ho coming back.
Hi, I'm Steve Frank, and I've spent the last 25 years researching and practicing natural health. I did this to help my family and friends, and now I want to share with you what I've learned by sending you my free book. Do you have sleep problems? Well, chapter 20 will put that to bed. Sinusitis? Read chapter 18. You'll never need antibiotics again. Shoulder, knee, elbow pain. Chapters 1 and 3 will have you back on the golf course in no time. Digestive issues? Chapter 7 explains why this happens and how to fix it. Respiratory infections? You simply must read chapter 19. With this book, you're going to learn how to get healthy and stay healthy without drugs. I know, because this is what my family and friends do. For a limited time, I'm offering this book for free. You just pay $3 for shipping and handling. Click on the link below to request one while they're still available.
Stay informed at ampnews.us. Making Sense of the Madness with Jason Burmis, exposing the technocratic agenda. Unrestricted Truths with James Grundvig's research on the deep state and narrative warfare. Counter Narrative with Christy Lee, interviewing the power players who are revolutionizing the truth movement. About George with Gene Ho, a show about a new magazine for a new era of truth. Subscribe to our Rumble channel and watch these daily shows live on ampnews.us.
Welcome back, everyone, to About George with Gene Ho, and thank you for joining me once again. And just a reminder that if you ever miss one of these episodes, you can see it on georgemagazine.com. Hit the watch button. You can see all the past episodes and also comment there if you want to join in the conversation. And I do read a lot of those comments myself. And while I do that, sometimes I will also comment. So check it out there. And just a reminder that the new issue of George Magazine comes out this week. All right, that all being said, it's a very interesting thing with all this stuff going on, because when people on the left say they do not believe in walls, and that was a big issue with Donald Trump. Very, very ironic. Yeah, you do believe in walls when you are talking about California taking it and making it so it's so hard for doubt that you got to pay, be taxed to get out. And I get what you're saying. Oh, you made your wealth here and you should keep it in there or whatever. But here's the thing. You are making it difficult, but it is your policies and your leadership that is making the difference. When it comes to Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and I get it, I understand it. Haiti has had troubled times because of this slave revolt, people coming in and taking out the trees and natural resources. I get that. But the thing is, and this is not me like, oh, you don't have leadership. They don't have leadership because they just assassinated the president. Of course they don't have leadership. They assassinated the president. My point being in this is a lot of this stuff going on has to do with leadership in America. There are two types of leadership, conservative, I'm sure there's many others, conservative or liberal. Quite frankly, just look and compare, find out, and we can debate it. If it is that the liberals are doing better, we could talk about it. But don't say you don't believe in walls. That being said, thank you for joining me once again. Don't forget, a lot more episodes coming this week about George with Gene Ho. And we will see you tomorrow.
Reach a loyal demographic of freedom-loving Americans who vote with their dollars. Promote your Patriot business on AMP News. Contact Sean Morgan at sean@ampnews.us.